Hello.
Hey, I'm untethering the tether thing that I got for my headphones. It's called a mono price, and it basically has a thing that wraps around cords to keep them in order. But I'm having trouble now unwrapping, which is kind of, they should,
update. Right. Totally. Yeah. So usually we actually introduce ourselves.
My name is Senor Rogelio. I need to splash water on my face. Water on my face. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm Ben Tilden. I'm a friend of Noah's and also a client and a cohort.
I would say like the old balding commercial, you're more than just a client. You're the
I'm also the By the way, why did you have to say balding? Why balding come up?
I wasn't even going there. Thank God it's a podcast. I would feel terrible.
How's that sound?
Dude.
Better?
Yo, I'm gonna do it one more time because that just is like night and day.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Ben Tilden and I am joining Senor Rogelio, who carries a copy of the Constitution in his vest pocket.
Okay. So Ben Tilden, old friend and a cohort. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. We are if Noah called me and said that he needed me to help him bury your body, I would do it at this point because I was struggling to get my
life. You don't have to say it.
I'm just saying it though. I couldn't.
Okay, fine. I'll take it. Continue. I love it. Keep going. I can't take it enough.
Yeah. So I. yeah. By the way, you don't have to say it. Say it. So I reached out to Noah a couple years ago. First of all, you haven't seen a friend in years and their Instagram is all you have to go by. I thought Noah, I thought he was the biggest putz I've ever seen.
Tool. You thought like a tool.
Yeah. Cause there's pictures of him in a wife beater and a straw hat with a beautiful girl. And that was that was a long time ago before he, maybe changed things in his life. I don't know, but I saw that. And then I would see videos where he's talking about getting your life together, and I'm just like, who is this dude? And so a couple years ago we sat down, this is before he even started doing this, and we both were kind of ego, I don't know what it was. It was just it was an off situation. We were kind of oh, that's whatever. I reached out to him again for some reason because the videos were on point, but I was he's really motivated, so I called him to see if he needed help because I thought maybe he was getting high. Because I was he's really doing a lot of videos and a lot this is the only way that someone does this much work is if they're getting high. It's that's how my brain works. And when I called him, he
keep your microphone straight and don't walk around.
I was walking around. I'm lying,
dude. Sit still.
I'm sitting still right now. Sit down. Listen, my fucking listen. Oh, pardon my language. My dishwasher started to foam out. Because I realized I made the common mistake that people who don't do dishes often do. And I didn't use dishwasher detergent. I used the soap that you use to wash dishes. And so it's foaming out on the floor. So I apologize. I had to get up and handle it.
Totally. Go back to your story now.
Okay, hold on. I'm finding a comfortable place to sit away from the dishwasher because it's making noise. Ow, I hurt myself. I hurt myself for real.
Did you just fall on glass?
No, I stubbed my foot. I stubbed my toe, and it was one of those things where it took longer than usual to hurt. It just started. Usually you stub your toe and there's a minute before it travels up to your brain.
Dude, you need a helmet.
That
you need shin guards, wrist guards, helmet, and what's burnt now here? It sounds like fucking lighting shit on fire.
I just took a hit off my jewel because it's so good.
So good. Listen, I want to know.
Okay, so check it out. I couldn't get out of bed. Here's the deal. I have something I could have a great day. I could be starting a new job that they're paying me $200,000 a year to go to. Like, doesn't matter what the price is. I could make it could be $1 million a year to get blowjobs from beautiful women every day. Like, or like to go like to like.
I guess we can say, you know what? It's no fronts. Keep going. My bad.
No fronts.
Yeah. No
fronts. So like, yeah, I could, literally, and like week three, I'm like calling people and going, oh man, I got to drive over the hill for another blow. Like, I'm like miserable. Right. And like, but anyway, I could be hired for the dopest job in the world. Like, it could be like working for Jay-Z, and I could pick out anything from his closet to wear every day. And so like he's just like, yo, son, you can go in my closet and like pick out anything every day, new outfit. It doesn't matter. Like I could be living my dream and whatever, like the dream job. And Sunday night I go to sleep and I wake up on Wednesday with my alarm blaring. I missed everything. Everyone's pissed at me. I have text messages.
One alarm. How many alarms?
I have 4 alarms. I have like I set them on. I have 2 different phones that I set the alarms on, and I have an alarm clock that literally vibrates underneath my bed. And it's not like a fun vibrate. It's like a vibrate that's like where it's like does weird patterns and stuff. And like I'll put it in my pillow under my head, and it literally like I wake up. I haven't gotten up to pee. I haven't gotten up to do anything. There's my dog. He like there's dog defecation in my bathroom, which by the way, you gotta respect that kind of a little bit that he goes in the bathroom. But like, I haven't fed him. I wake up like.
Okay. 1 sec. Let's just.
So I'm cutting. I'm gonna cut to the chase. Love it. I call Noah. I haven't talked to him. I tell him what's up. He kind of is like, yeah, whatever. It's depression or something like that. So like he goes like, yeah, let's do a podcast together. Like do something. Like let's do some stuff. Like whatever. Like we hit it off because like this age for some reason there's nostalgia involved, and
especially when the pandemic hit, it was like I had this weird feeling just to talk to people that I grew up with, like or people like not just anyone, but like you know someone who's like my boy or just old friends, like
yeah,
who I had a connection with. Like I needed that shit.
Yeah, and like we were rehashing stuff and like stuff we didn't even remember that was coming back up, and like
totally
this idea to reach out to more people and like do a podcast about that. And so he calls me, and like the podcast is basically him calling me and me not answering. And like he'll be like, bro, like why are you blowing me off? Like da-da-da. He'll send me texts like, do you want to make money? Do you want to get well? Like do you want to like what?
And you got. I wrote you something. I said, do you want to have money? Do you want to like have wealth? Do you want to like have financial freedom in your life? And you said, yeah.
I said, yeah. And then you said, well, then you have to get out of, like, you have to get up.
I know. I think I was like, well, you're not going to do it with what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, you're basically like really mean. And you're like, yeah, well, the way you're doing it right now, you're going to end up in like tenement housing in Koreatown, sharing an apartment with a Korean family that like an apartment separated by a sheet. You know what I mean? And like they make kimchi.
By the way, there's not Korean.
No. There's not. I'm just saying. But it'd be like that's the only thing.
But a bean.
It could be a Mexican family. It could be a black family. It could be a Jewish family, which I am. And even that, like if they were Orthodox Jews and they're praying and stuff, like it wakes you up. It's annoying. So like you don't want to share a studio apartment with a Jew family either. You know what I mean? By the way, I love Jews and I love Koreans and I love everybody. But I'm just saying, sharing an apartment with anybody, especially ones that make kimchi, like the kimchi smell would be
there's definitely a specific smell, and it the kimchi it sticks on your clothes.
It's like going to Benihana in a cashmere sweater. You have to throw it out afterwards.
But it's also like waking up in a Benihana barbecue. Like imagine waking up every day
in a Benihana barbecue. Like the dude's doing the onion fire thing. Like doing like whatever. Like it's great.
I miss Benihana.
Is it not there?
I mean, where are you gonna go? Sit in the fucking with a mask next to someone at a
Everybody's sitting next to each other, and the guy's tossing shit in the air, and he's tossing shrimp in your face.
And he's also drenched in sweat because he's like,
yeah, he's sweating into your food
because he's got the mask on. Yeah, it's like forehead sweat.
And he's got the like onion stack fire, and he's just sweating onto it. You know, like
no bueno, dude.
No, no, and his tricks are off because he's got a fever. Like he's like they didn't take his temperature. He's like he's coughing through your meal. He's got COVID. Like you're just eating COVID shrimp. You're eating the Roni virus, the rice aroni treat. Like it's not the San Francisco.
My Corona.
We shouldn't make jokes. My Corona. I got my bass. I had a guitar teacher. I forget his name right now. And he was the bass player in the Knack that made that song, My Sharona. He was teaching me guitar with like bad bleached, like bad dyed black hair. I'm not gonna mention who else had it.
I feel like that's like not really the guitar. Like it's like getting piano lessons from like
Ray. No, Kwan. Not really. It's like getting. It's kind sad, of, it was sad.
It's like, what else yeah, did
it's,
he?
It was sad. You know what I mean? Like, it's right. Like he like had like one hit,
like because he had a
hit, and yeah, now he's yeah, teaching yeah. me guitar. Like he's teaching me how to play like "Sunshine of Your Love," like "Dan dan 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 dan." I've been waiting so long. He's like teaching me like
that's the only thing I can play on guitar,
right? Because by the way, that's
not
even
not the chord.
That's the thing that right
you taught me that.
I did, didn't I?
In high school, yeah, and it's like it's just because
it's the easiest thing to play.
Whatever,
thing they teach you, yeah. And like literally, like I started playing really well, and he was just like, "Okay, well, yeah," like we just end up jamming and like not doing anything, but like he like it was sad.
Did he ever say like, "Hey, dude, you want to?" I had this song that was
no, sick. I did say I know he didn't talk. You can't mention it. Like my dad was like, "Don't mention it," you know what I mean? And like, and I did one time. I was like, "Yo, I want to learn how to play My Sharona." And he's like, it's basically, it's like, like, so that's all it was. It's like, he's a little pretty boy, a pretty doll, take some money like it's in the time, Corona. Like, yo, it's a little pretty bump, a pretty bump. It's just a man that get the man time.
I'll sit out there, I feel like that's like a spot on version,
yo,
but it's
need,
like,
you need
it's
to
like,
add if, that. By if, way, you need wait, to add listen, that song to no, this recording. And you need
but listen. It's spot yeah. on if it was like, Anthony Kiedis as well. Like it's almost like it almost sounds like
done,
like
a waited done kissing it a little dumb time, Sharona. Yo, and I was at dinner yeah. once with my buddy Ryan. We went to Zuma Sushi, and the tables were really close together.
Dude, I
right
can't,
behind
I,
me is
you have, I've got so many. I got stories.
Right behind me is Anthony Kiedis, and he had just gotten his.
Yo, such a
he
weirdo.
Just got his haircut that to look like a girl, like a girl, like
a boy. Oh, like a little
no, like
boy
a
girl.
Yeah, like a confused about his sexuality, like 6-year-old, like you know what I mean? Which is, by the way, again, nothing wrong with that. Like, but like it looks like he it was like a hippie family, and it's like no, he doesn't have a name because we don't like to put labels on it. You know what I mean?
Totally,
because we want yeah, him, her to yeah. be whatever she, he, her wants.
His like the daughter's name is like Clover, and the son's
it's
name
like,
is like
Coyote. It's
coyote.
Called Rain, like Rain, or like.
Coyote and Tallulah.
Coyote and Rain Sleep Kiedis. You know what I mean?
It's basically it's every Phoenix member of like
anytime
it's like a
you're,
family,
anytime
just,
you were in a cult when you were a kid, like
it's straight to like Joaquin River.
Yeah,
Rain,
you're not gonna have a normal
Drizzle.
Name. It's gonna be Drizzle. It's gonna Drizzle. It's gonna be like like it's like your name's like seminal vesicle, like
yeah.
like they and they eat they're like still eating they like eat like a little every year that on your birthday they eat a little piece of the placenta, you know what I mean, like that
yeah
and they like they have a house they have a
it's good for your
they have
skin.
A yurt in Topanga, like a really dope yurt, which by
so what's the go wait but what is
so
your,
my boy
what is your
Ryan
story?
Like was facing the other way and this dude's behind me. And like he saw my key tag and it was like, "Hey man, cool, yeah, I'm on it, whatever." And my buddy Ryan's like, "Oh, so you're sober?" Like he's like uncomfortable, like acting real weird the whole time. He's like, "Yo, you know who's behind you?" I'm like, "Shut the fuck up, dude! Like, shut up." He's like, "You know who's behind you? That's crazy." You know, I'm like, "Bro, like, stop." He's like, "Hey, how'd you come up with that song? You know, under the bridge downtown?" And he's like, "Cause I lived under a bridge downtown. And we shot drugs there." He answered it, and then he went back to eating his like yellowtail sashimi. And like, by the way, like his like he was a nice guy or whatever, and his family was cool, and like it was like cool. Like, but my friend was just facing that way, and the whole time I couldn't have normal conversation because my friend was obviously acting like he knew that there's a celebrity right there. So he's like, "Yeah, you know, like, tell me about when you worked on the Oscars. You know, was that crazy?" I'm like, "Yo, like, I'm like, bro,
God." I just, no comment. I don't even want to talk about it.
Anthony Kiedis. By the way, also yeah. like, I you know, I was thinking about the dude who's the drummer from Nirvana. He was like just waiting until he had his own chance to go. I look into the skies and ocean to say back home. I look into the time and shown it. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm more than a drummer. I'm also a guy who can say, I look into the skies and ocean. I have no idea what other songs they have. Do you?
Okay. Anthony Kiedis?
No. We moved on.
Who'd you move on? What is that group? Dude, I'm tone deaf. I'm not.
I know. Yo, by the way, sing the national anthem. Like, what if you were so famous they asked you to go to a baseball game and sing the national anthem? Go, sing.
I would say I'm against baseball. I don't believe in it. It's against my religion.
There is no such thing as baseball being against your religion. What religion? No,
it is, and I don't believe it. Fraternity.
Fraternity? Then you like it's what part of what frat culture? What frat were you
it's
in?
Frat culture.
Was it? Sigma Delta Sigma Pi?
No, it's frat culture.
I was in Frigma Delta Delta. I was in Delta 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 Phi.
I actually don't need a reason if something's my religion. I can just say, you know what? It's my religion, and I don't want to do it.
But okay, we'll sing there. It. Forget it. Okay, that's great. That's a great answer. Okay, so not the national anthem. But
moving,
like,
moving.
Sing a song like the one about the ba ba sheep. The one with the sheep. What's how's that go? I saw
ba ba black sheep.
Yeah, there you go. Sing ba ba black sheep. Have you any wool?
Ba 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 brim ba 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 ba.
That doesn't count. That's not. By the way, ba ba black sheep. Have you any wool? I said yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got 3 bags full. Go for it. That's a song about drugs, probably. Actually, but sing it anyway.
Try. You know what? No, because I haven't done my. I have to do my warm ups and I have to drink my
warm ups. What kind of
my throat?
Oh yeah, because you're such a big. My throat. You're such a singer, like my, that. You're just like Alanis Morissette. You have to like you suck on a candy before and go
no,
like.
No, eh, it's not a. It's, baby, eh. No, I just like to take care of myself because I use my voice. I talk
run,
a lot.
Rain, run, yowzer. Oh, it's like what kind of practicing do you have to do?
It's like rain.
Like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's isn't it ironic? It's like rain.
It's like rain on my wedding day. It's a team between love and hate.
Yo, I can't. I feel sick. Actually, it's actually like there's something about like the tone, like the combination, like you know, like a dog.
It's
like
so
a dog.
Good.
You know, like
I
a
know.
Dog whistle.
It's
like
so
only
good.
Dogs can
it's
hear.
Literally.
No, it's like I feel sick. It did something in my ears. Like it's like it hits a certain note that makes me sick, dude. It's like trying to wear. Like,
it's so good that it's like I can't even. I for me to even do it on here, I should be charging. So let's just switch subjects. Let's talk about what.
So anyway, this dude basically gives me a challenge. Says he'll help me with like. Because I was like, dude, I was doing stand up comedy. I was like just about to do Laugh Factory. You know. Like my best friend died. I was miserable. Everything was going wrong in my like. Felt like it was going wrong. Like I had all these options.
Yeah, that's great. That's right.
And he and I were doing comedy together, and like, you know, it was like we didn't care. Like it was like whatever. And then he died. So I was just like fuck this, you know. And so Noah challenged me to. Wake up every day, and he would literally help me with anything that I want and give me like marketing and consulting help and like let me in, keys to the kingdom. It doesn't matter, whatever I want. And it's like, just if I can wake up. And so I'm proud to say it's been like almost 2 weeks. I've gotten up some days at like 3 and I call him and he doesn't punish me about it. He's just like, okay, start the day now. You got up, dude. Like you didn't sleep for like 3 days. Like usually I would have gone back to sleep because of the shame of like whatever, or like the moments that I do wake up when I'm just like I'm sure it'll happen, but I've been making sure I go to bed every night at a certain time. Like I can't pull an all nighter like I used to. Like I have to force myself to like sleep. Like
this is by the, and let me just say like when, so it, he, it, prior to like him getting up, and I'm not taking credit, I thank you, but prior to him getting up, he would, we would like a normal thing, a normal occurrence would be we'd talk. And then I would hit him up or something, and it would, and then 5 days later he responds. And yeah. I'm talking about like I'd text or I'd call, like, you know, like thinking, what the fuck, dude? You, and literally sleeps for 5 days.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the truth. I mean,
yeah, and it's, and everyone's like, oh, it's depression, but it's like, no, that's different. That's like, I'll be in bed and I want to be in bed, and I'm aware of it. Like, this is like, I can't predict when it's going to happen. I go to bed and I'm terrified that I'm not going to get up.
Right.
Today I woke up at 3 something. I set like multiple alarms, like in different rooms too. Like where you have to get up and turn them off. And like, I don't remember turning them off, but I was asleep and my roommate came in. Like I was like, wow,
this is real. This is like, but like this is real shit that I bet there's
a term, I mean, and it's of course it's Jewish names. It's like it's called like the Klein Rubenstein syndrome. You know what I mean? I swear, because those are the guys that like discovered it. Probably I bet Rubenstein maybe was like sleeping, and like Klein was like, oh, I'm not gonna let this happen. We have to. And they think it's a form of narcolepsy because some narcolepsy is not about like falling asleep out of nowhere. It's about being up and like really operating well, and then not. So, but now,
right,
I'm getting up and I'm just not operational ever. Like usually I'm like I had a boss once, so I was working for him and like I was getting up every day and he was like, you know, like maybe don't take your meds and whatever, because like you really did when you were manic, you had a lot of clients coming in and then sleep for the day. Like he was kidding, but like, you know, like I would be really like on it and then nothing. And now I'm just awake every day, but I have no skill set. Like taking a leak.
I'm proud of myself when I
take a leak or put shoes on.
Dude, I disagree. It's not. Talent and skill are not your fucking problem. It's consistency and like focus. Focusing on one thing
is tough for me. I have so many ideas going through my head at once. I'm sure you can tell.
But I do too. That's the thing. It's not like I'm someone. I'm not someone who doesn't get that, because like I do. It's actually what real like. I probably don't even say enough. Like something that changed my life the most is just learning to focus on one thing at a time and not even accepting anything, other ideas. Because
right.
Like, dude,
right?
It still happens.
Yeah,
and then I have to, and then but what I do then is like I go play it in my head. Like I can't start another thing. I got to get this there first.
Yeah. You gotta just write down the idea and let it sit. You know,
and work on it. No, but it's
no. I'm saying if the other idea pops in while you're working on one thing, like because there might be a good idea, but you have to like write it down, leave it, and finish your task first. Like for me, it's like
totally.
For me, it's like. You know, I get paid to write copy for people. And like, Noah's been like, send me a sample. And I'm like, I focus on trying to find the right software to like write the thing that it'll be like in the website. I spend more time finding a to-do list app than I do doing the to-dos. Like, I'm that guy, you know? And like,
I just got a video popped up. I'm not ignoring you or changing.
Well, I'm changing the subject. I don't feel heard.
Back to it, but.
No, I don't just feel. Speaking of switching subjects, I feel heard right now. I feel like you listened, but you didn't hear. Like I like you, but I don't love you, okay?
Can I tell you my human guilty pleasure right now? Like the human being that it's like a guilty pleasure that I like, but I like Casey Neistat.
I do too. I don't even mind that he's changed a little and like become kind of affected and whatever. I still like him because he's honest. He's real.
He just put up a video, and it the title is "The Painful Truth About 368, My Company, an Emotional Video." And like, I haven't even watched it.
But I love it. He's from minute one, he's been real. When he was excited about things blowing up, like he's taking trips on planes, and then all of a sudden he's like in California and his wife's not there. And then he basically talks about the fact that like it ruined his relationship. Like he would have an argument with his wife and he'd be like, hold on, let me get the camera. You know what I mean? Like everything was about recording and it really like affected his life, you know?
He's dedicated. I can relate. Cause like I actually with my, my girl, who's probably listening, and I guess we're not even together right now. But like I've had this, because if your intention behind it all is like partially because you want to give that person a good life, and like you almost justify it.
Yeah, exactly. It's paying for like, he said like it's paying for stuff. It's like, this is paying for our life. This is paying for the lifestyle. Right. So just pause for a second. And it was like, well, can we just have anything that's not public for public consumption? You know?
Right.
Like, is it
right? But then see, but what's her part is like, she then did a podcast with him. It's like,
well, that's the thing. It's like, that's like, she's still, it's still like, he's still using her. Like, and that's the thing. And they were talking about his kid, like, they were like, well, like they had a question like in this interview thing I saw about using his kid, and like he's like, you know, I'm.
Oh, you really thought you really do? You know more about this? Is great then. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you
were well, like... dude, I looked up Super 73. Okay, so it's like I'm into like mopeds, like old school. I'm not talking about scooters. I'm talking about mopeds, like the step through, not kickstart.
It's like rollerblades compared to skateboarding. It's like riding around on rollerblades.
No, they're dope. They're dope. And you can soup them up and they're like classics. And like in the 70s, there was a gas crisis. And so mopeds became really popular because you can get 100 miles on a gallon and they're really dope. And you can soup them up and add like a bigger carb. And like it's a whole thing. I had to get one at one point because I didn't have a car anymore because I totaled it on Sunset Boulevard. I hit like a pregnant woman's car head on. Thank God I did not induce labor.
Casey Neistat. I'm gonna start doing that, and you know that doesn't mean stop talking. It's just
for a second. It's a what?
Casey Neistat. Like I'm gonna say that when you're going off topic as like a friendly.
No, I
like...
think maybe when I'm going off topic, you just say topic.
Okay, that's the safe word. Let's go.
Hot topic. So basically, I am now committed to doing interviews with certain people. I'm working on a project, basically.
I want to go to why did you get into Casey Neistat?
Oh yeah, so the Super 73 is a electric powered moped. That's the most popular one for people who would be into mopeds, like because it's designed like a moped. It's really amazing. Like it came out with different models, and I looked it up, and he was riding one. He like got one for free. They sent it to him, and I was like, dude,
so that got you. That was like the first introduction.
Yeah, I'm like, what do I have to do that? So like, I watched him do that, and then I was like, this guy's really like interesting. So then I watched the YouTube channel. I started from the beginning, like watched like him. Change and like he has one about his why he wears sunglasses all the time, and then he talks about like it's because he like always looks at the monitor instead of the camera, like, and he doesn't want his eyes to look like they're all over the place. He gets a pair of Ray-Bans and then basically beats the shit out of them, spray paints them, and then scratches the paint off. So that's why they have like a white thing. They're like black glasses, but they have like white craziness on them. He
hacks everything.
Yeah. And so then he's talking about his camera setup and like how he films like himself and all this stuff. And then I see him also, I looked up, you know, United Arab Emirates flight, like first class flight on the new plane that just came out, where you can sit basically under the cockpit because there's like those seats are available. And it's the front of the plane. You have a front window. It's crazy. And so that I watched him take a shower. Like he showers in the plane. Like they're like they give you the you have to sign up for a shower time. The meals that come out are dope. Like it's basically like it's a $10,000 plane ticket. It's the dumbest thing in the world. But it's like it's the dopest thing in the world if you have money. You know what I mean? But like yeah. You don't have money for a private jet. But like you have that. And like I still don't know why you'd pay that much money because you'd charter a private jet. But like anyway. But he like it reviewed the seat, and like
he's got his own jet. I think now it's crazy.
He's made so much money. Like he and also he gets invited to take like a flight on private jet from Philly to New York or somewhere like that. And he hops on the private jet and does like this is crazy. Like there's stuff available. Like whatever. And like he brings his cameraman with him, and they like have an office, and like their office is in Manhattan. It used to be right across from where he lived, and like then he moved because there was always noise. Like he like has a dope office in Manhattan. Like,
let's dissect why. What is it? Because I'm trying to. I'm like, I have my phone out and I'm kind of like scrolling his YouTube right now. Because I've briefly watched him and I'm more. I just think he's. What is it like? I wonder. What do you think the top five reasons that he's so? He's kind of relatable, huh?
100%. Number one, he's a normal dude. Like number two. He seems to be like even now, like when he's affected, he talks about it. Like, but like before, he seemed to be very enamored by everything. Like, he's like so blown away that they're actually giving him a free flight in first class. Like how is this happening to me? That kind of thing. Like, that's two. Number three, he is very honest and open, talks about himself. Number four, he has a lot of videos. Number five, he reviews stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I found him, because I was looking that up. Like, he does everything, so he reviews everything he does. And so everything he does is a review. Like, it's there. He's talking about
he makes reviews gear. Interesting and fun. And,
well, no,
and
he also integrates. He integrates them. It's not like
right,
he's doing it.
Right.
It's not like he's sitting there going like a lot of people sit at a table. Even those people do well, though, by the way. Like, but he sits at a table. He doesn't sit at a table and go like, you know, this is compare the DJI Osmo to the Hero 8, like those videos I've been watching, like because I'm interested in filming and I'm also interested in not having to spend 45 minutes to set up a gimbal, like we did last night. We spent 3 hours, but
that could have been a video. I think the reason I'm asking is the more that I'm consuming his stuff, the more yep. I think we like. That
you film everything. We film everything.
Yeah, like, but like I want to do a YouTube channel, and I think that like
I think by the way, like we both need to film everything we're doing.
Right.
Like there was a girl who did that. She had a camera set up, and she's one of the first people to do like that. A camera set up that watched everything she did in her room. And like, yeah, sometimes she'd be fucking a guy. And
no
like
way.
Yeah, like that would happen. Sometimes she'd be crying on the phone with her friend or her mom, whatever. It was just everything she did, she recorded in her room. Like, and it was like, it wasn't like porno. Like, when she was fucking a guy, I think she probably like turned the camera. Like, it was not like she like was about that. You know what I mean? But it, like, people watched, I'm sure, for that part. Like, they were hoping she'd get naked.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I tried to, like, I started to do that. And then, and I did it fucking, dude, I did it pretty damn good, like, for a while. Like, I'm going to unarchive my post. I want you to see these videos. Like, dude, I probably had, like, I don't know.
Well, your best post.
And I didn't delete them. I just archived them off Instagram.
Your best post is the honest post where you're in the color. Like,
I know, but so.
Like, that's your, that's my favorite. That's my favorite because you're real. Like, it's real. It's not about, like, it's still about, like, your brand, like, your ability to brand.
I didn't know what the fuck I was doing yet.
No, and you're in your car, basically homeless in a Mercedes, in a BMW.
Yeah, which like people don't understand. The story, by the way, is like the car is a lease for anyone listening, and like people are like, why didn't you buy a house, dude? Why didn't I buy a house? That's a question I ask myself all the time. But the car, like, that's a lease, and then going into and then having a partner who and I got in a partnership dispute living off savings in living no with like mentioned. Two cars like I was then.
Yeah. Hello? Noah. Where'd you go, buddy? Hey. Hey.
Yeah, so I think it's like it's kind of weird that I've never that I just kind of like I don't even like him. I don't know why, but I don't want to admit I like him.
I know. I felt the same way because it's like when people when anybody likes anything, you know, like I'm watching the Umbrella Academy, and like it looks cheesy and whatever, and everybody's talking about it, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, and I'm watching it and I'm loving it, and it's great, and it's like I always judge,
yeah, you know,
preconceived notions, and then like I watched, like I was looking up Super 73, which is a moped because I have a moped fetish. I'm not gonna be.
You've mentioned that on this episode a few times.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it again. So, because I will go off on a tangent about how much I love them and how cool they are. Anyway, even though you think they're a disgrace, but whatever. Anyway, I was looking up the Super 73 because it's a electric bike that they styled after a moped, and then I fell in love with him that way, and then. Started to watch all of his stuff. And
you know, one thing I'll say is like, I actually don't look at content other like those, like anyone who's kind of like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like he's not one of those guys. Well, so he's not like cute. He's not like out on fucking, you know, like making videos or whatever. So I guess that's probably why I like him. When I start watching those videos of other guys, like I just don't, I like keeping all my thoughts like original and not, and like, it's not like I'm, you know, I want a copy or anything. It's like, it's just like, I don't want to reference something and then sound like someone. So I just like, I don't consume those kind of videos, but he's not like that.
Yeah. It's like, why I don't watch too much stand up.
Yes.
Because especially like, watch the big stand-up acts, like the big Netflix specials and stuff. Like guys are doing unique stuff because I want to see what the world's responding to. But I don't want to be impacted by it and use the same joke. But the bigger guys that are having Netflix specials, I want to make sure I'm not doing the same kind of stuff. So that's why I watch that, you know?
Yeah. You know, the thing about him too is that he's actually, you know, I think I know why I actually like him now. I'm going to say I like him is because he is a marketer, like 100%.
Yeah. And by the way, he does what we talk about all the time it's the marketing that's
guerrilla marketing,
but no, it's not even that. It's content heavy marketing.
It's content heavy,
it's mixed. Like it's not, you don't feel like you're being marketed to. It's like someone sends him a product and he's like, oh my God, check this out. And he talks about how fun it is, it works, whatever. Like,
but he's also done a thing, and I could be wrong. I think I just, cause I've actually now like looking at him, he's done a thing where he kind of gets the brand's attention. Like, it's like he markets a brand. It does something weird and creative for a brand that you would never expect him to do. And then apparently like he's had like brands contact him because of that. And then like it makes sense because it's in his.
Well, because he talks about his setup, like his camera setup.
Yeah, but a Burger King or one of them.
And then he sets up a new – he orders something new because he wanted to try it or someone sent him something. And like he talks about the differences and he talks about it real. Like Ray-Ban. But he talks about people always write in and ask about his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mentioned this before, but like they basically like spray paints them white and then scrapes all the white off it. So it's only in the edges. Super dope. But he references Ray-Ban like 30 times, you know, even though he's saying, I don't like to sport the Ray-Ban logo on my glasses. He's telling you what brand.
Yeah, and he actually. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, so my iPhone decided to randomly update and restart without me clicking it. I didn't see it. It didn't do anything. It just restarted on me and said it was updating. So
tell me you didn't do the new update.
No, I didn't do anything. It did it on its own. It's not the beta. It's like a whatever security. I don't know what happened. But all I'm saying is like. That's another conversation to have, but at a different time. But
yes. Did you see his Nike thing?
What his what?
His Nike, the Nike thing. He did a Nike ad. He got Nike hired him basically to do an ad campaign because he wears Nike. He's always worn Nikes, I think.
He runs.
Yeah.
Like it's another thing. It's also like here's the deal. Like it's like. He has, like, guys on that tell you, like, the five things that make you successful. They write books. Like, military guy, he also, like, he jogs. He, like, does all the right, you know, the right stuff. Like,
Which is hard. So, understanding, like, algorithms, it's actually incredibly hard, harder to grow a channel when you have that many interests. But when you do, it's obviously pure gold, right? But, like...
Well, It's not about that. It's about him, you know. People subscribe to him and his lifestyle because it's like, yeah, he gets free flights on private jets, free flights in first class. Like, he gets wish fulfillment, and it's also like, oh, if he can do it, I can do it maybe. Or like, oh, I want to go there, you know.
Like but this said, comes. This kind of goes into like our conversation lately about starting a channel.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, here's the deal. I know I can, I understand it enough. I definitely understand YouTube enough. I think what it will come down to for us is I can't speak for you, but it's like, if there's patience,
yeah,
I think we could do something great.
100%. 100%. It would just have to be very real. Two friends that reconnected and are trying to work together. And it's like, it's our day to day.
Yeah. Like, and it's like,
it's an hour out of a slice of our day of what goes on during the day.
Right. It's what goes on during the day. It's, and then it's like,
you being annoyed, being like, hey, we were supposed to do this podcast 4 hours ago. Like, and I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
yeah, oh, and I feel like I want to like also like plan a day where like we go do something that I just know would drive you crazy. Like something that like.
Yeah, I want to take you to a Fish concert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and no. Can't, no fucking way, dude.
It's so not like, podcast.
There's no, I'm not going to Fish. First of all, without a pandemic, I wouldn't go. With a pandemic?
Not right now. Dirty
hip, like Fish hippies?
Bro, they have Trustafarians. They're girls that
come on
that live in the area, have money, and when Fish comes, they put on the full garb.
So when we get off this, or soon, Connor, I guess I'll just say Connor has a script, a full, like, genius, funny script, and it's really good. He didn't write it, but someone else did, and he was trying to develop it, but he never pitched it, called Trustafarian.
Really?
And it's pretty genius, dude.
I have a documentary from when I was in college called The Trustafarians, about these wealthy kids that leave college to go on Fish Shore.
And this is literally called The Trustafarian, and it's like L.A. and like, but go on, yeah.
These people are lying to their parents about what they're doing, and they're going to hippie band shows and all this shit, and they play music, and basically, like, at some point, the parents cut them off, and they're making grilled cheese and trying to struggle, and then they're like, is this music even good? Like, we got sober, like, is it, like, I don't know if I like the music. And one guy's like, I don't like I can't, I don't even like the, like, the acid maybe was the reason that the music was good.
What the fuck are you doing right now?
Oh, I'm putting something away, sorry.
It sounds like you're fucking like, you're like at a bingo game and they're shuffling the cards.
Bingo! I got A7, bingo! Mrs. Mermelstein's pissed. What do you mean you got bingo? There's no way. We didn't play that many turns yet. They didn't pull too many balls out of the thing.
Dude, how good of a script name is Trustafarian?
I want to do stuff like where we go to a Zumba class and we each have cameras on us or something.
Trustafarian.com exists. I'm in this kit. Yeah. I'm obsessed with the it's unbelievable how many domains aren't taken.
Yo, check this out. If we go to a Zoom class and you show up later than I do and you like in a different part of the room and it's obvious that like we're the only guys there and we're just like we're like doing too much, we're trying to be the best at it and like we're competing like low key, I'm like, ugh, like the obvious, I know you, like you're a guy who I see in Zoom classes and like you're maybe the best and I'm like, yeah, champion, Zumba champion 2 years in a row in Russia. And you're like, oh yes, Slovenia's Zumba champion this year. When's the last time you had a title?
What if I want to be like, yeah, West Covina champion 3 years in a row from the Covina, like somewhere like Pomona.
And I'm like, guess what, Palmdale. Yeah. What about Palmdale? And like we do like the whole circuit, like we've been on the circuit together. And like,
I dig it.
We Zumba the shit out of this stuff. They also have a thing called Five Rhythms where people just go and dance.
This is like an example, though. I'm like on GoDaddy trying to figure out how to monetize this name, and this is the perfect narrative.
What do you mean?
Like you're on some creative outer space like mission in
the Trustafarian thing is taken. It's like,
but no, it's done. But
there's a movie being made. There's TV shows already being made. It's already tried. Trust me. When I work in production and stuff, like I tried to talk to Eli about it. It's sold.
I don't care. Trustafarian.com is $70. So that's where my head goes.
Oh, so then get it.
Yeah, I am.
And you can sell all.
I'm not saying your what you're doing is like better or worse. It's lit. Like, dude,
oh no,
the fact that I'm like, I literally am trying to monetize like any, yeah, like I try to monetize my own. Yeah.
You didn't have to talk about that during this. I'm trying to stay on topic.
You're doing a great job.
And I want to tell people you're doing, like, I'm trying to talk about like
the show. If we do one, I think it's great.
No, I'm not, right. And like, that's what came up. And like, literally, then you're like,
yeah, but that's just like,
let's buy the website. I'm going to do that instead. You're talking about a million ideas. That's the whole thing of a podcast. You talk about a fucking million ideas. And like, you're at the same time telling me that while you're buying trustafarian.com. So we both have like a problem.
I know. I can't stop with the monetize. I got to stop.
Yeah, you should buy. I have a problem and I need help. I need to go to rehab because I can't stop buying domains.
It's like a new thing of mine. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do with that? I know people that sell them, but
you can make a website. Like you sell fucking hippie gear. You do whatever, you know, and you link it to like you can follow fishontheroad.com and have them follow you back. They follow me because I took pictures at Fish Show. They follow me and like follow a lot of people who do stuff like that. And like you meet that whole culture, you sell everything.
So
Like, I have another. You have to sell LSD on the site and like DMT, whatever.
Dude, you need to just slow it down.
There's nobody there.
Take a deep breath, Jude.
That's not Jude. I'm breaking wind.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm kidding. I'm not breaking it. What's weird that that's the term, breaking wind? Like you broke the wind?
What else will we do with our show? Like, what else? What else should we? I mean, okay. Here's the thing. Let's go. By sections. What do we like? We like it's relatable, right? Casey's relatable.
Yeah.
Right. So we dig that.
He's relatable. He five
reasons we like him.
Right. Okay. He's relatable. Talks about real life. Talks about himself. He's a likable guy out of the gate. That's one. I think he's a likable guy out of the gate. Two is that he doesn't hold back on talking about personal stuff and how becoming a YouTube star basically has affected his life in negative ways and positive ways. He also it's wish fulfillment. Number three.
But let's also say that like his camera work is like some of the best, and let's not fuck it. And that's the thing, dude. And that's before he had anyone working for him. Has the illest, most interesting like style, and that is entertaining and gold. And like we don't have that.
Well, that's one of the. He has another person shooting.
Now he does.
No, he had.
No, he did not.
No, he was zoomed up. He zoomed up on the Super 73, and the guy was shooting it. Then he has his. Then he does the other part where he holds the stick with the camera on it.
But the early days, I mean, because he was trying to be a filmmaker. That was his thing, mm-hmm. right? Like him and his brother, I guess. Yeah. Like and so he's got. That's something that was right away better than anyone out there on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's something that like draws people in.
Yeah. It's about,
we have all the gear in the world. We just, but like,
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So relatable. And then it's like the element of cool shit. Like the cool shit factor is always something that people dig.
Yeah, exactly. Like he doesn't have to go to like these huge parties and blow up and whatever and do that and like talk to celebrity like things. He like talks
man cave. I'm realizing this, dude. He's got he's got like a man cave with like cool gadgets. Like
his office.
Yeah, yeah. But like I'm saying, it's
in
like
Manhattan. Cool. It's like that's insane. And like he like. Has like climbs on a ladder to find like a lens, you know what I mean? Like
it's like every dude's like thing, you know what I mean? Like I won't say Tony Stark because it's not even close to that, but it's like he has that element, and then the fact that he hacks everything, he has like a hack for every like aesthetic for cameras,
yeah,
or
yeah,
his
yeah,
glass,
yeah.
You know, like it's
he also has He has the X factor, you know? Like you want to hang out with him.
Yep.
And with that is he's totally upfront and totally real all the time.
Yep. I don't think that's a problem for us.
It's just about like
cool shit. I think we need to figure out the cool shit factor. Staying
focused on that, you know? And what?
Like, how does he do all that cool? Like, I feel like he just like
he gets invited.
No, but I mean, like when he like hacks a camera and like puts tape on, but like and the way he shoots it, and then it looks so like messy. How he does it looks so like he's like not delicate, and then it comes out, and you're like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's like, he's like a scientist. He's a wizard.
Well, he also has the best. One of the best guys that does Adobe Premiere, you know, an editor.
Yeah, but he didn't, dude. Like a lot of his shit was just talented filmmate. Like quick, he cut things really.
No,
cool.
But I'm saying he did. He always had an editor. He always
I don't think so.
He knows how to do it, but he sat with a fucking guy always. He didn't pay him anything at first, and like whatever. But the guy's been with him since day one. Like that's the thing. You have to have like people. You have to have two people.
The editor's no. I mean, I can tell you right now. I know for a fact the editor is the most important thing because it's the one thing that like even my channel that I started and like it's nothing, but it's 2,000 and something subscribers, right? Like monetized. But the reason I never was. Social Authentic Media, my YouTube. Right.
Okay, so the same name as you. So
Social Authentic Media. Name.
Okay.
But I never followed up. I never, like, it was so hard always to do videos because I would do it, and by the time I'm done and then optimizing all the tags and then writing the copy and the caption that's optimized for the SEO because that's important, like, all of it, the thumbnail, it's like, dude, it's like 5 hours later for a 10-minute video.
Yeah.
Editor. Is the move
for sure? Edit.
It really is editor and somebody who can stabilize,
do all this shit after the fact in After Effects.
Yes, yeah, but like even I think if we could just shoot, if we found someone where you and I literally just fucking shoot, we do what we do and it's gonna be great and it'll be cool, and then we just dump the footage over. And everything from editing to then showing us, we sign off and then they upload it and optimize all the everything. So that all we do is just unload video. Yep. That's it. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. It's the only way.
For sure. It is. There's no other way. Like, I'm not going to learn. I know like enough about Final Cut, but like, I don't know enough. You know what I mean? Like, to make it look good.
It's like that's like in a year, that's like probably $15,000 for that person. 20. We're not hiring them full time, but like, I mean, depending on how many videos, like maybe less. Or
we jump them on as a partner in the fucking on YouTube at a percentage.
100%. We create a contract that gives them like 5% of the company or whatever. The profits, but they don't get a dollar of any endorsements or advertisements that come along. It's only like the AdWords.
We can negotiate whatever they, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but that's a good idea. Or we just fucking get like 10 interns and feed them cup of noodle and tell them they're lucky to be here.
You go to UCLA and you find a fucking guy who's hungry. That's it. I'm telling you, I've done it.
I want to do this, dude. I want to do it, and I'm even willing to fucking to convert my channel to it because it would make sense because we're already monetized out of the gate.
Yeah.
Which 10,000 hours was not easy to get of watch time, and then 1,000 subscribers was not. It's not easy.
Well, we're dude.
We have it. What do you mean?
We're doomed.
All right, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna end this now, and we're gonna do a follow up to this episode. I'm gonna title this something about us.
So let's end it this way. So my goals are: I'm starting a project. Where I'm going to be interviewing people about a topic and release sometime in the next couple months. And it's going to be a mind-blowing breakthrough for that
industry.
That industry. And I've already got like 50 people that are calling me to want to write blogs. And so I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing something very different with it, and I'm going to also, it's the same vein as writing. I'm going to be writing copy for you, for whoever, you know.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to write the copy for the description of this episode.
Okay.
That's what you're going to do.
Okay. Maybe not tonight. Maybe.
No, it doesn't have to be tonight, but
tomorrow for sure.
I want you to sound like a 15-year-old girl from Wichita.
I can do it.
Not yet. Listen, this is Noah Sloan. It's no fronts. And my guest and friend and new YouTube partner and many other things. Cohort. Ben Tilden.
Yeah.
Cohort. I can't pronounce it. Yeah. But
cohort. My name is Ben Tilden and I'm Noah's cohort.
And this was the No Fronts podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for also, having me. Seriously.
It was a pleasure. I love you desperately.
I love you too.
Please subscribe to my
subscribe.
Channel.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
It's only
going to
get better. You're gonna
even if it gets worse, you're still gonna learn.
You're gonna laugh. You're gonna fucking meet like new interesting people.
Fuck yeah!
Like, yeah, you're going to yo.
Fuck yeah! It's 2020. Fuck
yeah! I
thought
it was 1998.
And by the way, subscribe, and I'll have a new episode soon. Sayonara.
And in the link descriptions, there'll be a link to Casey and Neistat's page.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna link to Casey, and I want you guys to comment on Casey's thing on his YouTube. Pick one video and comment that like No Fronts podcast just basically like said they have like a man crush. Yeah. Ben said he has a man crush. Noah was like, "That's weird." Ben said he had a man crush.
But yeah, if you mention us, there might be a gift for a lucky subscriber.
Maybe cash.
Maybe cash. Maybe an iPad. Maybe this small digital camera so you can YouTube yourself, like the DJI Osmo Pocket, which we'll also have a link to. Oh.
Which I can't wait to start using.
Did you order one?
I'm going to. And that's it. Cool. That's the John.
Yo,
we'll see you guys next time.
That's Jimmy John.
The John. Peace.
Peace.